Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
There's no doubt that the American people know that the economy has turned down sharply. So to me, much less important is the label that's placed on it today. Much more important is what we do about it.
Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson on the Today Show this morning. And while we may or may not be in a technical recession, we know this is hurting New York and New Yorkers and people who live in New Jersey and Connecticut and commute into the city. Even some people who live in Pennsylvania and have yet to vote in a Democratic primary commute into the city. So now we will have a call in for anyone who has recently lost a job on Wall Street. According to Bloomberg, that's the news service, not the mayor, about 30,000 people who work on Wall Street, 30,000 have lost your jobs just since the mortgage crisis broke out last year. And more layoffs are undoubtedly on the way after the Bear Stearns sale. Are you one of those folks? We want to hear from you at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. What are you doing now? Have you found another job already? Are you changing careers, going to grad school? You got enough money that you can just wait out the crisis because you got a $400,000 bonus? Or have you got a lot of debt yourself, a little like Bear Stearns? We want to hear your story. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we'd especially like to hear from you if you worked in the mortgage sector at Bear Stearns or anywhere else, and if you designed or sold some of those complex mortgage-backed securities. Maybe you're feeling a little defensive right now. Maybe you should feel a little defensive right now. What were you thinking? But we want to know your thoughts on all these things. If you were laid off from Wall Street in the past, say, 6 to 9 months, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. If you aren't working right now, how are you economizing? No more nanny, no more private school, no more travel. The reason I ask is not just that your life may be less fun or convenient for the moment, but because Wall Street is the economic engine of this city. And we think you may have learned some important lessons from this that the rest of us could benefit from. And most of us, no matter what business we work in, are dependent on the Wall Street sector, on FIRE, right? They call it the FIRE sectors of the economy, finance, insurance, and real estate. Well, real estate is taking a beating. Finance is taking a beating. So everybody's got something to learn from you right now if you were laid off on Wall Street. And one more thing that I'll add, we realize there's a certain amount of shame associated with speaking up if you lose any job. And my sense is, and what I understand about the street, is that your sector is more vulnerable than most to this kind of shame because it's a macho world. Nobody likes to complain or look weak. A lot of pay comes in bonuses, so maybe there was more of a sense of ownership of your job, less of the working stiff mentality you get elsewhere. So maybe you feel like more of a failure. But do you think there's a Wall Street code of conduct, a stiff upper lip even? Breakthrough and tell everybody what lessons are to be learned here. 212-433-WNYC if you've been laid off from Wall Street. 212-433-9692. And Thomas in South Orange, you're on WNYC. Hey, Thomas, thanks a lot for calling.
No, thank you very much for having me.
So what's your story?
Basically, I worked within the corporate bank and basically doing a lot of financial reporting and deals. When the CDO market started, we began getting laid off, if you will, even though we were not working within the CDO market as a whole. The management team just came on board and say they have to have a 10% cut right across the board, and that's how I ended up getting laid off.
So what are you doing now?
Well, right now I'm trying to apply for jobs and everything, but it's very tough to apply for a banking job or financial job because the whole market is down, is not really hiring, if you will.
Do you think there's a particular lesson for you as an employee in your career as well as for people at large?
Well, I think the thing is really what I've learned from the market is, obviously you have to move around and everything. But in this particular instance, you're getting laid off really for nothing of your own doing, if you will. I mean, the thing is the management team should have known better with investing in these markets because they didn't really take a look at the risk that they were getting involved in.
Thomas, thanks a lot and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Chris in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I was working for Wachovia Bank, and the week before Christmas, they announced to me that my job was eliminated. Again, it was due to the subprime mortgage losses, but I worked in the international division as a regional sales manager for payments to Eastern Europe and Russia. So the bank just had to cut across the board in all areas. And right now what I'm doing, actually I'm going to be going to the outplacement right after this call, and I've taken up bird watching in Central Park.
Bird watching. Is there a bird watcher sector on Wall Street that you might land back in?
I'm actually pursuing some opportunities in Europe. I speak French fluently, so I would love to be paid in euro right now rather than in dollars.
I guess so. And an article in Crain's mentioned that some people who are smart right now, if they've been laid off, may go and take language lessons in Mandarin or some such thing to make themselves particularly valuable. You think that's a good idea?
Definitely. The growth is going to be on the international side because that's where, there are a lot of the foreign countries have been shielded from this subprime mortgage mess because they didn't buy the CDOs. And I actually did predict that this was going to get very ugly in 2004.
How did you know?
Because the fundamentals weren't there. You were basing a risk. You were selling something where the risks were just too high. I had lived through the 90s and saw real estate go down in Manhattan. And so what I was doing is I was putting money aside. I was hoping that I would be able to buy something at a low price. I still may be able to do that, but, you know, I have a lot of money saved, and that's the answer. Save.
Yeah, and you know what's funny about this? I mean, I learned in college, and I was anything but an economics major, about the Wall Street crash of 1929, the famous Black Friday, when part of the problem was so many people buying what they called then on margin, right? Meaning they didn't really have the money to buy what they were buying, the risky securities they were buying. They were doing it all with debt. Now we call it leveraging.
Right. The only thing, the stock market crash in 29 was the first trigger. What actually caused the Great Depression was the overextension of credit by the banks to the farmers. And then there was the Dust Bowl, and the farmers could not pay back their loans. And that's what actually triggered the Great Depression, because most people didn't own. There were very few of the population that owned stocks in 1929.
Right. Again, though, an overextension of debt on property, funny enough.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you very much. John in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. How are you this morning?
Good. What's your story?
Well, worked for one of the financial companies. Actually was in the technical side of the company. There is a lot of support services. It isn't all just a bunch of traders. There are people that actually manage the IT systems, the infrastructure, and I was part of one of those teams. And I basically lost my position just because of the downsizing that the company is going through at the moment.
Did you see it coming?
Yes, I did. I saw I was a potential victim of it because, or a candidate, let's say, just because of the position I held. And I did my own analysis, and I said, you know what? If I were the guy making the decisions, I'd probably get rid of my position.
Ouch. So what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm taking stock of myself. Being out of the financials, I was actually able to play the market a bit, which you're not really allowed to do when you're working for one of those companies because it's considered speculating. And so actually the bit of knowledge that I gained in the 6 years that I was at this company, I made some money with the IPO of Visa and also with some of the companies that looked like they were crashing, and I knew better, and I bought into those, you know, at historical lows, so I've actually made some money back.
Huh. Now, did you say you're not supposed to do that?
Well, when you work in a financial company, you basically are not supposed to do what they call speculating. If you buy a stock, you have to hold on to it for 30 days or 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're out of it, you can do day trading like, you know, normal civilians do, let's say. But when you're there, you basically, they say, we pay you enough money, you are not there to speculate on the market. You are there to, you know, if you're going to invest, you're going to be there for the long term.
So what's the what are people saying to each other on the street that we may not be hearing from all these analysts and people speaking officially?
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of confusion out there. And I think there's an article in the New York Times today, if I can allude to that, that basically is titled Can't Grasp the Credit Crisis, Join the Club. where even, you know, people of the level of Bernanke are kind of scratching their heads. This is a very, this is a new one. And this is typical for any type of, you know, when there's an engineering failure, a plane crashes that just came out of the production line, and they find out that there was a crack in the wing that they didn't anticipate it in the design. Well, the financial markets are the same way. They design these new types of financial vehicles. It's impossible to know all the variables. And you get these chinks in the armor that, you know, come to fruition. This just happens to be a big one. Is it going to get worse? I honestly don't know. If I knew that answer, I'd be, you know, I'd be living in Park Avenue instead of on the Lower East Side.
Yeah. Now, did you want to say something about that stiff upper lip mentality?
Yeah. I think we are in an industry where we know the risk, and the risk is in the reward that you gain for being there. And you basically just need to keep your eyes open, and if you see things are coming down the pike, I think your last caller said it, save, save, save. You know, hold. Do not. If you're making decent sums of money, don't go buy the new BMW every year. You don't live beyond your means.
John, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, taking calls for another few minutes from anybody laid off from Wall Street since the mortgage crisis began. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Jerry in Manhattan here on WNYC. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So what job did you lose?
Well, I worked in IT for the New York Stock Exchange itself, and a whole number of us were laid off at the end of 2006. And the stock exchange had gone public just before that, had become a profit-making organization. And in their attempt to save money, they laid a large number of people off. A good number of people who I'm in touch with are still looking for work, and the kind of work that we're looking for is not available right now in New York because financial services are hurting all over the place. Banks, brokerage houses, nobody's hiring IT people.
Are people hiring IT people elsewhere? You said these jobs aren't available in New York.
You know, to tell you the truth, I don't know because I'm only looking in New York.
Uh-huh.
I'm a born and bred New Yorker, and I'm not moving out of here.
So how are you looking?
Well, I have been looking for the past, for the past year. I've just about given up on IT. When I was younger and more idealistic, I got a master's in elementary education. I was a public school teacher for a number of years, and now I'm... And oddly enough, I left that during the 70s because the city's fiscal crisis was not providing me a secure income. I went into information technology, worked there for 25 years. Now I'm going back to teaching because that looks like there are opportunities and there's more financial security for me there than there is... I've just about given up trying to find a job in IT. Every opening that I see, I send a resume off to, I send a cover letter, I call, and nothing happens. So
you think that's going to be part of the result of this? People fleeing to maybe less glamorous but more stable careers like in teaching, or do you think it's more a matter of waiting it out or getting retrained and going back into finance?
I think people are going to take different approaches to it. My approach is to go back to what I had done before, it's less lucrative, it's less exciting perhaps, but on the other hand, as one of your other callers was saying a moment ago, you know, when you're working on Wall Street and you're making money, it's important for you to save, and I have a good amount of savings, I have a good retirement plan. So I don't need to make a huge amount of money in my next incarnation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
So that'll be helpful for me, you know.
Jerry, thanks a lot for calling, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Love your show.
Thanks. Pedro in Linden, you're on WNYC. Hi, Pedro.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. So what's your story?
Well, the story is I've been consulting for about a year and a half all up and down the East Coast of the United States within the facilities world, and in this past year up here in North Jersey and Manhattan. And it's amazing to me how the trickle-down effect has come down from Wall Street. I've been involved with several projects. And more than a year ago, as a simple facilities and construction management for corporate interiors, I could see the effect that Wall Street was already laying off people. They were canceling projects. And how come none of our officials actually take a step forward to look into the trickle-down effect that it is Wall Street? I currently have four projects that I'm signed on with non-disclosing agreements for diverse number of companies in the city, and none of those projects has been going forward since August of last year. And to me, it's just amazing how, and one of the previous callers hit it right on the head, it's you've got to save, save, save. But at the same time, I've got enough contacts with people that I've worked for, and being an outsider as a consultant sometimes gives you a different perspective. And it helps you to see the mistakes that these people are doing, and a lot of times what they do in front of you, which they don't really come out and say that they're doing it, but you can observe and you can see it, where a lot of companies actually withheld numbers, withheld a lot of these bad results throughout the end of the year because everybody was concerned about their own personal bonuses. So that's my comment on this thing.
Yeah. So besides that institutional lesson, which is kind of pulling the veil back on the tricks that they play, probably even tricking themselves, fooling themselves.
Absolutely.
Is lesson for the individual is if you're hitting the good times with a good Wall Street job, save, save, save. Don't think it's going to last forever necessarily.
Save, 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 and never feel too secure, because just because you're still at top of the chain and you're still on that big corporate ladder, you have to understand that your spouse or a member of your family, someone else down the road, to the simple guy that works at Starbucks, that all of a sudden that particular building has to raise the rent for Starbucks. It comes down to the street. It comes down to that doorman. It comes down to real estate investments that are not being promoted, that are being put on hold. That affects everyone. And once that mechanism is affected, it's where we find ourselves, I think, in my modest opinion, in this jam of a situation where all of a sudden now we as the Main Street cannot combat Wall Street. We cannot help them at this point. And I do have, for as much as I don't like what happened with our government action, but I do have to commend them in saying, yeah, they saved one of the big ones. On the other hand, I think for a couple of years already, our institutions, our government institutions, have not helped Main Street. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it is the Main Street that's going to support that Walmart, and it's going to support all those other institutions.
Pedro,
and right now, yes.
I got to go. Thanks so much for your call. Good luck
not
to
a
you.
No problem.
And
thank you.
Good luck to everybody who called in and everybody else who has lost your job on Wall Street or anywhere else as New York continues to feel the hit. We will very much continue to serve you folks and follow the local economic situation. Tomorrow, for example, we'll have the New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, in, and a lot more to come after that. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we will meet artist Bert Rodriguez, whose piece at the Whitney Biennial offers an art therapy session to any museum goer who signs up. He'll do art therapy with you on the phone. Stay with us.